Welcome to How We Grow, an essential playbook to grow and scale your vacation rental business with advice and insights from the best in the biz, with your host, Lynell Gordon.
Welcome to How We Grow, the Vacation Rental Show. I am really honored to have Jim Bisley with us today. Jim, how long have you been in the industry?
24 years.
How did you get started?
We just decided in Park City to start buying vacation rentals, I guess it was back in 1999, and I've always been a real estate junkie by trade.
Yeah.
So I ran the ski club at Arizona State, so we'd been up Park City a bunch, and we had some money. I'm like, you know what, I'm going to buy a little condo there. So we ended up buying 4 condos in Park City, and then we remodeled them, and then we flipped that into 12, and then we finally told friends and family, hey, we're going to build a vacation rental company. And an engineer by trade, so we also kind of work in designing and building websites and things like that, and SEO and everything like that. So
processes, you knew a lot about creating processes.
I knew good people who were smarter than me.
There you
are. Know everything about the processes. Yeah, I'm not a self-proclaimed computer guy, but Carlos and so many other people that I surrounded myself with were really good.
Now I know exactly who you are.
Oh, okay.
Now I know, because Carlos has mentioned you, because we had never met. And so we are at the Streamline Conference, guys, and I was interviewing someone from Jim's company. And when they were leaving, they introduced me to Jim, and I was like, holy cow, please come talk to people. Jim, you've been incredibly successful at what you've done. You've been blessed and you've been smart. So what kind of advice would you give people who are looking to build their property management company from nothing? Your company's here, literally. That were here last year that had 6 properties. And they came to me last year and talked to me about it. And this year they have like 36. Mm-hmm. That's big for them. That's huge. That's a huge growth. Tell me some of the things that are instrumental in growing your company.
I would say grow responsibly, get good quality inventory, surround yourself with some people who are amazing. Every time we start a new territory, we always start with one great person, and then we build a team underneath them. So Park City was like, you know, we were doing everything all at the same time. We're all there together. And then we said, hey, let's build Sedona. And we found somebody who was incredible. And then we were able to build a team around that person. So that's being a one-hit wonder, I think, is easier than it is to building, like, you know, now we're in like 7 territories. So it's like, wow, you know, it's tough. I think you need to be careful not to grow too quickly and to make sure that you don't over leverage yourself. That's what I mean by grow responsibly. Like, don't spend a ton of money or take a ton of VC money to grow something that you're not ready for. Yeah. So focus on your core and focus on having an amazing team too.
So what are the basic building blocks that you have to have before you can really do this?
To me, you know, we always started a territory first. We would buy a place in a territory and then say like, hey, you know, is this a viable area? What we look for is territories that have high average daily rate. They have long seasons. I would say like that the people who are there maybe are not super, super sophisticated in online presence and building and designing websites and that sort of thing. We also grow with the real estate community. We're real estate agents in almost everywhere that we operate, but we don't sell any real estate. We refer it to the professionals and they refer all their vacation rental business back to us. So I think that's been a successful model because they believe and they trust in us and they know we're not going to steal their clients and we're going to always refer it back to them. And of course, you know, we're going to take the referral commission as well. And then we're going to also say, hey, refer all your vacation rental business back to us. And then we'll also give you a referral commission on that as well. So that's been a really successful model. And it's been a real good win-win for us in the real estate community too.
So that's a real good hint, guys, to reach out to successful real estate agents in your area to grow in the area wherever you want to grow. How many people work for you?
102 in the U.S., I believe, and then in the Philippines, about 40 or 50.
Okay. So how do you look for an employee that you're going to build people under them?
Well, you know, referrals are great. We found somebody who had been there 28 years and was a referral from a real estate agent. If you don't have that opportunity, our director of human resources has got it dialed in with Indeed. you know, many things have evolved over time. And sure, you can really get a good plan and a system in place. And then we also use Culture Index, which is kind of like a personality index. Yeah, me too. And it, you know, getting the people who have the right personality in the right seat, and you know that they're going to do a good job with that role as well. So that's really helped us really refine who we're hiring. And also they stay longer, they're happier in their roles and that sort of thing. So vet people extremely well to make sure that they're going to be happy in that role too.
Guys, if you don't know what Culture Index is, it's a system that allows you to understand the people that you're looking to hire better. It is a questionnaire that they fill out. It allows you as an employer to know where these people's strengths lie for the most part and where they're going to fit on your bus. But it also, there's also a part of that that teaches you how to better motivate them and things like that. I love Culture Index.
I do too.
Built by property managers for property managers. Streamline is a powerful software that gives managers enterprise level capabilities to drive more revenue and improve operational efficiency. Migrating to Streamline allows property managers to gain functionality while reducing the need for multiple vendors, improving flow by logging into a single system and reducing redundant technology costs. With Streamline, property managers achieve revenue lifts by leveraging our fully fledged communication center, reservations quoting system, revenue management tools, homeowner acquisition CRM, and powerful direct OTA connections. Streamline also has industry-leading trust accounting and report capabilities to give you clarity in an overall company performance. Learn more about Streamline Vacation Rental Software at streamlinevrs.com.
So tell me, is there anything else you should add to that? Because that's my understanding. I've used it, but...
Yeah, and I have been really into it, not just for hiring, but also with our employees and teams. And it can also tell you like, hey, is somebody happy in their role? Are they not happy? You know, is this a flight risk? You know, and if they're not happy, you really need to talk to them and say, hey, look, is this the right job and position for you? So we've done that. And then we've also embedded Traction. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it's a entrepreneurial operating system. It's goal setting. It's coming with your core values and mission statements. What's your focus? So that's another strong thing I would tell people that in the beginning is to decide, like, you know, what is our mission? What are our core values? What is our core focus? And try to stick with that. And then build people's roles and have accountability charts and regular like 90-day rock meetings and goal setting.
Oh, yeah.
It's all in line with your company goals too. So you're focused, you know what the end game is and you know what your real main focus is in your company so that you can grow responsibly and really have a good 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, and 10 year goal that you can set for yourself and for your entire team too. So
that is excellent business advice. And a lot of you out there have said to me, I grow by the seat of my pants. They say that, but what they actually mean is that they're doing it the best they can. But you have a mission statement, whether you believe you have a mission statement or not, whether you've written it out or not, you actually are doing business based on the way that you think it should be done. And it's not that complex to sit down and write out a mission statement. It's not. And it doesn't have to be perfect the first time, guys. But it does allow you to focus and it allows your employees to have a focus and a goal. I'm big on that too. I think that's excellent advice.
Me too. Anybody ever has a question of like, hey, am I doing the right thing or the wrong thing in the company? You can look at the core values and say, hey, this is what we stand for. I mean, it's a great owner and guest experience. It's using technologies that will help automate our world. It's offering an amazing experience for a guest that we want them coming back year over year and telling all their friends and getting 5-star reviews. It's a quality luxury brand that people can rely on and come back every single year.
So if you could look back in the last 20 years and you can look at some of the things you've done and you say, gosh, I wished I had done this differently, what would that be?
I probably would have written those core values and mission statements quicker. I think that we did fly by the seat of our pants a little bit.
I mean, you've evolved
over the years too.
Yeah.
I think that I've got a what they call like a visionary pattern. So you have to get an integrator, somebody who can work with your visions, because sometimes it's what they call chasing the shiny objects. I'll always be like, oh, let's open up an office in Big Sky now. And they're like, oh my gosh, can we just focus on what we're doing and get those to profitability. So I would probably stay focused on, you know, not trying to grow and expand into too many areas. Try to grow everything you have closer to your home front and then build out from there. If I could be driving distance with all of our territories, that would have been better. Also, I think having really good systems and processes that are replicatable across your entire platform is pretty important too.
People that grow very large, they say that.
Mm-hmm. We're trying.
More than once. You have your systems and you have your processes in place and they have to be scalable.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, it's a fun business, but if people have questions, would you mind if they reach out to you?
Oh, not at all. Yeah. Jim@ilovevacations.com.
There you go. Is there any other advice you would give to property managers who are looking to scale their business?
I think right now, you know, we have the 5 owner love languages. You need to know your owners. I'm sure you probably heard these, but you know, there's...
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's 5 owner love languages. Pretty easy. It's your owners that are all about revenue. And if that's what they're all about, then focus on their revenue. Make sure you tell them how to do it. And the second love language would be communication. Some people have to be communicated with. So your owner experience team's got to be really, really good with their communication skills. Other ones are pride and ownership, which is like somebody who's all concerned about 5-star reviews and did the guests have really good experience and are they leaving me great reviews and how does my property look online? Trust and transparency is critical for some people that if you lose their trust, then you will never get them back. So,
that's true.
And some people are combinations of all these different things. And the other one would be property care, that when they come in there, there better not be dust bunnies under the bed. It better look perfect for themselves and for the guests. And there's always combinations of those 5 things, but knowing what that owner is about and then really focusing on their core love languages is super critical.
Where did you hear that?
I actually heard it from Steve Schwab. So
no,
I'm gonna say that.
I was like, I'm just mistake over and over. I'm gonna have to find out.
Yeah.
Where did he get that?
I don't know where he did either, but we heard it one day and I'm like, hey Steve, I'm gonna use that.
I know,
it's
right?
Really good.
Everybody, you should take that. I'm just saying somebody should take it and run with it as Steve has. He's probably run with it, written it out, and done it 3 or 4 times. Just
sure.
Saying, Steve. I really appreciate you taking the time. And guys, if you have questions about business, especially owners, guys, people that own the company, if you own your own company, you've got a great resource here with Jim to reach out to for questions that you might have. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Really.
My pleasure.
Really,
yeah.
Grateful for you coming and talking.
This episode of How We Grow is brought to you by Streamline. To find out more about how Streamline can help grow your vacation rental business, visit streamlinevrs.com. Make sure to search for How We Grow in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found, and hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. On behalf of the team here at Inhabit, thanks for listening.